Story number 9, a new model emerges. I continue to talk about all the different aspects of the Solari model. I think if you look at where the North American growth story is going, there are more than a few signs that indicate they're going to some version of the fundamental economics that I've talked about. One is place-based equity vehicles. It's something Dr. Farrell and I had the opportunity to talk about. It wouldn't surprise me if one of the goals of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is going to go into its next round of negotiation this month in July, if it wasn't one of the goals of that partnership in Agenda 21, to basically set up the conditions to override local rules so that you can create place-based equity vehicles, that the folks doing this and the capital investors are going to feel comfortable with. They're going to want a lot more freedom from the sort of the thicket of state and local regulation. I'm not saying I think that's a good idea. I just think it's coming, and there's going to be real pressure to move to more private equity, including through crowdfunding and place-based equity models. The long-term bond market bull is over, and we need to shift to equity. This is a very big shift, and it's going to have to be a global shift, and it's one that's going to be new for not just America, but for the whole planet, because as a rule, Americans tend to have more of a history of investing in equity, whether it's your local business or the stock market. But expect more movement. And one piece of that is absolutely going to be crowdfunding. The pressure is on the SEC to have the crowdfunding rules out by the end of the third quarter. There is more than a few indications it's going to be difficult for them to make it. But I continue to think that there's going to be a great deal of money rolling through the crowdfunding vehicles, and some of it's going to be good, some of it's going to be bad. Don't be surprised if we see the same kind of fraud that that came through the tech bubble. And the reason I keep bringing up crowdfunding, even though we're months away from implementation of the regulations, is I think every person listening to this call is going to be touched by the process, whether it's people coming to you and encouraging you to invest in small amounts, which will be made very easy through the internet, or many of the entrepreneurs in and around your life, or you using it as a vehicle. So it's one I want to keep bringing you back and focusing your attention to, because I think it's part of this movement to a more equity-based financial system.